Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Welcome, Chris. Welcome. Start of the month. It's going crazy. Gangbusters. This is a market update. A bit of a change for this year. We're hitting the market updates. We didn't really ever...
Every regular 4 week period, we're going to do a market update, aren't we? So,
yeah.
How is the market?
Mates, how is the market?
The dreaded question you and I would get asked at least a dozen times a day.
And then we give the answer that's going to suit the person. Not to lie to them, but if it's a buyer, they're asking something different. If they're a different type of buyer, if they're a seller, if they're just holding, you're giving...
Well, and I think also, I agree with you, absolutely. I think also, you kind of amalgamate the last three or four conversations into that answer.
Yep.
So if the last three or four conversations have been like, people are hot and sweaty looking to get in, you'll probably talk more confidently about the market. And that almost is a micro market in the market.
Yep.
Equally, if people are talking negatively, you're like, oh, well, it was good, but things are slowing down. So.
Yeah. Well, we also talk about where people are, markets within markets within markets. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're in an area, for example, a housing area where there could be, what's it, conservation, heritage, and no limits build whatever almost you want on it, the street can vary. Like, different sides, different... We had one person where one side of the... Half of the street was conservation, the other half wasn't, but the properties probably on the conservation side were much better in terms of just a product, but not as expensive, because you could do whatever you want.
So how is the market? Let's go back to where we are.
How is the market? I'm, from a real estate agent's perspective, I'm finding, particularly in the unit market, if you've got a good unit that doesn't have strata issues, we are firing properties off left, right and centre on the lower north shore. They're going. If, however, the unit complex, and this is speaking to other agents, has strata issues, if the strata levies are way too high, for example, I may have a unit that's 5,400 per quarter. It's...
Wow. Yeah, okay. I was inspecting a property actually just moments ago, and one of those properties that's strata is actually really good. It's part of like a few in a row, though. And the agent's like, yeah, this one's really good, but that one just over there is not so great. And I said, yeah, you've got to be mindful of buying that one. And he said, yeah, but I've sold three in that one too. And I said, mate, I get it. You've got to sell. Agents can't just sell the perfect product every day.
No.
You've got vendors coming to your warts and all, not only themselves, but also the product as well. And it's about how you mitigate that. And there's a property out there for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And we don't have a surplus of properties or dwellings in Sydney.
Well, that's what I'm also noticing. There is not as the supply is down, but also just noticing it because that covers a wide area of Sydney. But even in the lower North Shore, where I'm predominantly based, the stock isn't there. What I think people expect it and want it to be. So that's sort of how I'm seeing it. A lot more buyers, a lot more inquiries, a lot more inspections. People wanting a property, once again, it's depending on how good the strata and the building is.
Yeah, I secured, I was just saying, as you walked in, secured a property lucky enough just this evening.
Sorry, Chris, how do you see the market?
No, I'll get to that. I appreciate that. That's right there. But no, I was just going to say, that's a scenario. My client engaging a buyer's agent. We knew what to do in terms of everything. We've gone through, made their offer. Somebody, a few other parties involved. Somebody at the last minute put an offer forward in an email. And basically said to the agent, I promise that I'll do 66W, which is waiving things. I promise I'll do the contract. I promise this. And the agent's going, all very well and good to promise this, but we're doing this tonight. And the person's like, no problem at all. I can do it tonight. What is a 66W? And the agent's like, I actually don't have time for this. Unfortunately, I've got other things to do. Chris and his clients are verified, ready to go. Got it for documentation. So how am I seeing the market? Look, the rates, interest rates, we've been talking about it. Not just us, or actually not so much us, but the market's been talking about has obviously been a rate drop, and people have been asking me, has that had an impact? And I was like,
has it, Chris?
Yeah, thank you. It has, but about a month ago, right? Like it had an impact before it occurred, because people could see the writing on the wall and starting to make those decisions. So the day after,
could I insert a certain word?
Please.
Some people, yes.
Not all.
I think there is a bunch of people that have seen it and they're getting in there, but I'm also seeing that it's also not going to have the material impact that people think it's going to have.
Yeah, I disagree. I actually think it will, and I think what's happened is there's been some people knew it was coming. So as we approached, they started making decisions about whether they're going to buy and not do things. Now that it's happened, I reckon there's a whole bunch of other people who now will start thinking about it, and about a yep. month's time, they're going to come into the market, whether selling or buying.
Yep.
So I actually disagree with you.
Probably won't drop again for a little bit, but I think middle of the year, that's when we're going to have a lot of people coming in and bumping up the prices.
Yeah, it's interesting, and we're not economists, we're not rate experts, but I look at it going, I didn't predict rate, even though there was a lot of commentary and people are like, you're mad. You know, and people, I had one person literally in DM comments going, what did you think was going to happen? Like all the, my point is, in Sydney, for the most part, from a property standpoint, we didn't need it. Property was not going, dropping backwards. Yes, people were struggling to pay mortgages, I get that. But transactions were still occurring. But I think I have to take a step away. It's not all about property. But I know places like Melbourne, which is equal to Sydney, is really hurting. Prices are coming, we're coming backwards. People are having to sell things for less than what they purchased. That is a massive economic issue. So I think it's for the greater good, is my take of where, I want to say Sandra Bullock. I always get it wrong.
Maybe I'm too harsh on people, but I think if you're purchasing or investing in a property, whether it's your own home and investment, you should be calculating all the scenarios that could happen. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't mean it's not hard, it's not difficult, particularly if you've got children, because I understand raising two children is probably the same as, I think I saw something as raising five or six 30 years ago in terms of the cost of living and all that. But I still think this isn't like you're buying some Pokemon cards or something. Like you should be aware that interest rates could go skyrocketing up, and you should be prepared for, because it's not like interest rates have gone to 10%, like 10-15%, where it's just like, but you know, interest rates are normal and people got free money for a long time.
Had gone up, and I wasn't looking to buy or sell at the time, and I was coping with it. It wasn't great, but I was coping with it. And then the rates started coming down, and all of a sudden I was like, spendies. Yep. You know, like, felt really great. But I just go, that wasn't the real reason why that occurred. But I was in a fortunate position. I was like, I can keep paying the rate as what it is. It's annoying. Drops down. Geez, I've got a surplus. And that's when inflation...
But humans are humans. So I'm seeing, not from my perspective, and this is more probably being a little bit specific to the Chatswood and surrounding areas around there, the houses are not really moving. So, and I don't know whether that's because of the expectation owners still have on getting that premium price of what it was. Now, we had quite a successful auction on a property on Fuller's Road, and Fuller's Road is a disaster of a main road to be on, and so we guided quite conservatively because we were quite worried, and people then pushed it up a little bit above reserve. So I think we're guiding 2.1, sold for 2.4. So, but I think it also depends where you're guiding. And if I was to say what's most popular at the moment, I think a lot of units are selling for us. Then it's probably houses. And then what's selling less is three-bedroom units.
Yeah, okay.
In Chatswood, for example, including off the plan that are advertised individually, there's about 29 three-bedders just not moving. So I think the things to get in, I'm noticing in that probably million, either side of a million range. And the more expensive it gets, the less it's moving at the moment, yeah. Whereas probably flipped last year. Houses were going, but the units altogether were like...
All right, beautiful.
Nice. Love it. I do have three quick cues. If you're playing along at home, I'm going to ask Chris three quick cues. Any question, he's got to answer. He can't defend. He's hopeless. I don't tell you that. He's out. Okay, the first one. Now, the first is, if you had to listen to one song for the rest of your life, it doesn't have to be on repeat, but whenever you listen to music, it's the only song that comes on. What song are you listening to?
Oh, like Mr. Jones by Counting Crows.
I dig it. This, but I'm going to ask you, what language, if you could not speak English from this moment forward and you had to learn a language, what language are you speaking?
Mandarin.
If forgetting work, life, just what language would you speak?
Then probably Portuguese.
Okay, cool. Yep.
I dabbled before.
Now, recently I've got back into a bit of Instagram and social media.
Yeah, I've seen you.
Do you love the reels I send you?
You send some strong stuff.
Actually, here's a question. Would you let your children watch the reels I send?
I don't know. Kids you can't protect from every single one. No, it's not that. It's just that they're... You've gone to a dark space. You're darker on the DM, like your sharing of memes, than how I perceive you otherwise. It's a new side. So I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you for dropping by. That's the episode for the week. Any homework?
Or that's the question I was going to ask you.
Perfect. I just think the beautiful one here is, please share this with somebody else. If you're listening on Spotify, you've had to, or podcast, or you're on YouTube, just click that share button. Text it, email it to one person saying, I think you might enjoy this.
Even if it's a reel, because I found that sharing reels, I've now started watching so many reels of a show, and I'm like, I'm tempted now to watch that show because of the amount of reels I see. So thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
That was good.